Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
The preambulatory NFL person. The godmother of quality footwear. You found the trench.
Get in the trench.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
All right, 906 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Who wants to get in? You are more than welcome to do that. Let's hear it. If you need to thank us, come on in, 713-780-3776. Jared, welcome back in. Jared, thank you for your phone call, and I imagine you want to thank us for our service.
Yeah, double rods, guys. You know, I've been listening to you guys for 20 years now, and I can't thank you enough for how you've had an impact on my mornings and my personal life. You guys are amazing. I want to thank you for bringing Spencer back. I know you two probably had the biggest input on bringing Spencer back, to bring it back to like the 1560 nostalgic days. And then also, just remember this, guys. You guys don't need Houston. Houston needs John and Lance.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jared, are you the one that we helped get divorced?
Did we help? Oh,
yeah. He's the one that we helped get divorced when his ex-wife wanted to send him out for ice cream during the playoffs. And we basically said it probably needs it, and it ended up ending.
Well, yeah, during the Rockets playoff game.
Yeah, we ended a marriage.
She wanted him to go out to get ice cream, and we said,
and it turned out she was just no good anyway.
She's got to go, and sure enough.
And we were right, because we're good judges of character.
No. Yeah, from this far away, too.
No, we just could tell.
No.
We could just tell.
Underrated Mess wants to thank us for our service.
Yeah, probably,
hey, Underrated Mess, how are you?
Doing well, gentlemen. I just want to start by thanking y'all for the deflection of Harden back in Houston.
Yeah.
I also want to thank Lance for bringing to light the great sport of disc golf. I've been able to find some grip bags to dry my hands and keep the leverage on the disc and throw it further.
Nice.
And most importantly, thank you, Granado, for leaning on the family and keeping Joey Votto out of Houston over the weekend, or it would have been even worse.
How about
thank
that?
You, gentlemen.
Yeah. Joey didn't come here. Joey knows he's not welcome in the city of Houston.
He's got to check in with you, doesn't he?
What was after my dream?
Yeah. Doesn't Joey have to check in with you?
For those of you who don't know, I once dreamt. I woke up and I had a dream that Joey Votto had relations with my wife, and I was pissed.
You're pissed at Wendy.
And last night, Joey Votto homered, and I was like, you see that? Joey Votto's back. And she's like
12 years ago.
Who's Joey Votto again, and why are you, what?
Yeah. But Joey Votto's got to check in with you if he wants to.
Yeah, I don't think he's not welcome here.
Yeah,
he's no longer welcome here. Jordan wants to thank us for our service. Hey, Jordan.
Yes, I wanted to come in, thank the real heroes, you guys. Thank you, Mr. Branham, and thank you, Mr. Blank.
No, we're not Branham and Blank.
Yeah, it's
we
are.
We're
trench.
John and Lance.
No, the bench. We're the bench. Not the trench. No.
We're John and Lance. We're not the killer bees.
Yeah.
You got that wrong.
Some people know how to do this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Effectively.
Or know what show they're listening to.
Yeah. It's really disappointing that more of you aren't thanking us for what we've done. Here's some of the things we've done over the years. We got rid of Bill O'Brien, kind of. We got rid of Jack Easterby, kind of. At least we shone a very bright light on Jack Easterby.
Yeah, yeah.
We told you who he was a long time ago when he was in the middle of ruining everything. We brought up the fact that David Culley had to have. I mean, we didn't bring it up, but there was a story about Nick Caserio being on the headphones with David Culley, and we made a big deal about it, which probably.
Let's go back further. We've been saving the city for 25 years. We stopped that song.
a Texans fight song
Texas
made by the high school.
Song. Yeah.
Yeah.
We stopped the high school.
We are the Texans.
High school band's dream.
Yeah. We stopped that.
We stopped that, and now we've got Clay Walker.
Well, so. we can't stop that. That train drives smooth. Drive me smooth.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
We ain't stopping that one.
We didn't stop that. No. There's been a lot of things.
I don't want to stop that.
We brought. Yep. Do you want to stop this?
I don't know. Why would you want to stop this? It's perfection.
I'm curious if the rebrand is going to include icing this one. Because they have gone out of their way on the rebrand. Everything is about. They finally figured out the cultural, leaning into the Houston rap scene. And is this the year Clay Walker's finally done? After he said, drive me smooth?
Do you think Greg Grissom wants to be driven smooth?
No.
Okay, no.
I think they can convince him.
Let's get John in here wants to thank
us. Yeah, we got rid of Drayton McClain.
Yeah, we did.
Well, I did, and I told you what a rascal he was.
Mm-mm.
We kind of created the nickname Big Puma.
We
created Puma.
No, we
I just
did.
Threw a big on
him. John, you want to thank
we
us?
We created Gilbert.
Yeah. Well, we didn't really. Gilbert created himself. Hey, John.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, Don Lance. Just wanted to give y'all a shout-out. You guys are awesome.
Thank you
for preventing Game Time from coming to Houston. I'm a huge fan of y'all. You have a good one.
Thank you. You see, that's how you do it.
That's how it's done.
That's
he knew our names.
Yeah.
He thanked us.
Yeah.
You know, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's a great caller.
Yeah, no. Say.
Do we have anything to give him, RJ, or do we giving away any tickets or any boat show
we don't
stuff?
We don't have a boat show.
We have a
boat show?
Yeah. Every once in a while you have a boat show.
Yeah, I know we have a
boat. We have a gardening show or any kind of giveaways
He died, the gardening show guy.
No, there's lots of gardening shows still.
There is?
Probably. Do you have any tickets for USFL or
no.
The Dragons? Or
they're in the, we don't really
What have about it. That Chinese show, the Shen Yu? Do we have tickets for that where you just see these posters all over? Have you ever seen them?
No.
Shen Yu, something like that. It's all over the place. I'm not the only one who's seen this. And they give away tickets to this, and you go, and there's supposedly it's... I've gone in rabbit holes about supposedly it's kind of like a cult or something. You go, and it's supposed to be this beautiful dancing, and I don't know what it is, but maybe we have tickets for that.
We don't have any tickets for Shen Yu. We're not the station for male golf or female golf for food anymore.
Is there a concert series that we're doing? Do we have Isley Brother tickets to give anybody? Or
no. Let's get La Raza. ¿Qué pasó,
Dynamo
tickets?
Juanito G. Lanzerline. ¿Qué pasó? Gentlemen,
yeah,
good morning.
You guys created me, man. You guys created a lot of great characters throughout the year. I want to thank y'all for that service. I mean, you guys made us, a lot of us famous throughout the year.
What do you get, like, so let me ask you a question. What happens now, La Raza, now that you're famous? Like, what are some of the things that come your way, some of the benefits of what we've been able to do?
Yeah.
Man, I've gotten tickets. I've gotten invited to games. Like, La Raza's invited to the barbecue, bro. I've been, like, anywhere I go, I'm like, hey, do the thing, you know? And I'm like, just throw some, make some shade, you know, do the, hey, you know? I like the stereotype that everybody thinks we're all Mexican, which is great, you know? It's just fantastic.
No.
You guys created Lazy J. You know, John is a man of the people.
Yep.
You know, he is diverse. He brings some color into this
really
white ESPN, you know, 97.5. But I like it, you know. You guys get a little color into this white ESPN, man. Thank you guys.
We really appreciate it.
97.5, the white. That's right. Dark meat. Thank you. La Raza. ¿Qué pasó, mijo? All right, a couple more quickly before we go to people now. You see, they want to think.
Now that they really start thinking about it.
Robert.
Look how we changed his life, La Raza's life.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
Changed it.
For the better.
For the better, yep.
Robert, want to thank us? Go right ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to thank John for giving me the confidence to get my hair back because his hair is spectacular and mine's not. And then... 2027 is coming fast, so I just want to thank Lance for his service and all his great draft news because I might not have a chance to call back in by then.
Yeah.
We all know what's happening at 2027. So,
yeah.
Great job. No. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. No, you're, yeah, get yeah. your calls in. If you only make a call once
call
every...
Call now, because Lance has only got a couple more years.
If you ever call, you only call once every 5 years, you might want to get it in now, because Gilbert said my death date was 2027.
Yeah. Look at everybody's calling now. I can't blame them.
I don't blame them at all, no. honestly.
I mean, it's about time we were honored in this city.
Yeah, it is time that we were honored.
Right. Quickly, let's get Jeff in before we break. Hey, Jeff.
Thank y'all. I want to thank y'all for introducing Alexa to Gilbert. Thank y'all.
Okay. Yeah. No, yeah. No.
We didn't introduce it, but we did introduce him talking to Alexa. Although he's the one who said, turn it off.
Yeah.
Who did Gilbert call before us?
I don't know that he called. He called everybody.
But well, who was he known for calling? Like, he must have called another show.
He was,
you know,
fixated
was?
On television. I think we got him. How did we get him a new medium?
How did we end up pulling him off that?
I don't know. He started calling the show, and it was like gold. I mean,
but here's the thing:
like gold Gilbert, fell into our laps.
Yeah. Or a grown Asian man who can't work Alexis. Well, now I'm calling it Alexis. But it is a little strange that Gilbert, like, we know he's the big relentless. When he gets fixated on something, as you know, just from watching the show, he has maybe at least one restraining order that we know of with Janet Shamlian. So he gets really passionate about stuff. But he had to have, I think before John and Lance on the radio, he probably tried to call other shows, and they're like, you can't have that Gilbert guy call all the time. What? They're like, I don't want this guy on the air. We were like, yes.
You know how Berman had his list, and every morning on his way to work, but Mark Berman, he lived out pretty far.
Yeah.
Lake Houston, way out there, and he'd drive in, and he called Daryl Morey every morning. He'd call Jeff Luno every morning. He'd call Jim Crane. He had his list. He'd call Calvin Sampson. He would call everybody every morning. That was Gilbert's routine, too. It was us, Janet Shamlian, and Wendy. It was Dave Ward. He had his list.
Yeah.
He
stuck. You're not joking.
No.
He does, yeah.
No. He was relentless in his pursuit of whatever it was he needed that day. A picture, a program, a hat, whatever it was. He was committed to he was committed to the deed. He certainly was, for no question. All right, we got a break here.
Do we? We got a full board of people who want to
listen. They deserve to.
Yeah, well, stay right there. No one hang up if you're calling about us. If you're going to get our names wrong or say bad things about us, you can hang up.
But John Daspin, we can sue.
Not for mispronouncing our names or whatever. Not really. No. Oh. John Daspin is a personal injury. Now you may say it hurts you emotionally, but I don't think that's going to stand up in case. And I'm not sure John Daspin will take that case. I can tell you that he's got tons of lawyers. He's the biggest personal injury law firm here in the city of Houston. He's second biggest in the state. But when you look at his growth, he is now expanding to Colorado, New Mexico, Arkansas. Soon he's going to be in Georgia and Alabama soon. And that's because he's extraordinarily good at what he does. His winning percentage is incredible. He gets settlements for you that are fair and that are well beyond what the settlements are that these insurance agencies are trying to offer you for something that they know is not going to cover what your injuries may entail. And that's a big, big problem. When somebody, when an 18-wheeler runs you into the brick barrier there on, you know, the concrete barrier there on I-10 when you're coming back into town, we'll see what you think about that, because it's injuries. It's you know, of course you'll get your car taken care of by your car insurance, but what happens with your hospital bills? What happens with your pain and suffering? What happens with physical therapy? That's something John Daspin will think about for you. So if you've been badly injured in an accident, he wants to talk to you. Don't sign any papers. Give them a shout. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5, because every day is Children's Day.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
So get this. During that last break, these guys finally buried the hatchet over that whole Gwyneth Paltrow debacle.
With some gentle nudging from Lance, John finally lit her scented candle, and it turns out he likes it. Go figure. It's John Granato and Lance Zierlein mending fences in the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
All right, 922 ESPN, 97.5, 923, actually. That one's slow. I got to fix that one. 713-780-3776 if you want to thank. A lot of people on Twitter thanking us for our service. Thanking us for some different things, actually. No, we're not going to read that one. For the signal working, we can't take credit for the signal or blame for the signal. We ain't doing that.
Yeah, leave okay? us. No. No. Leave us out of that.
Do we have any Heidi Ho princess tickets? No, we don't have Heidi Ho princess tickets, though. Dell is the real hero who comes in at a moment's notice to save the day. He does do that. He does come in.
He gets paid to close shows when we're out. That's not a heroic move.
Yeah, there's... Oh, I'd like to give thanks to the wrench, thanks to the godmother of quality footwear and the preambulatory draft analyst for keeping James away and making mornings great. Yep, we did that. We do that. Thank you for your service. Thank you for waking up Cindy Garza. Thank you for pleasuring Hoffy by putting it in your mouth. Thank you for working through hangovers and injuries. Thank you for being completely inappropriate every day. Thank you, Art. We are all of that. 713-780-3776. We basically saved the city from James Harden. He's going to stay. It looks like he's staying in Philadelphia. So we are taking any thank yous that you guys want to.
Yeah, we're not.
If y'all want to thank us for our service, you're more than welcome to.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere. We just think it's time that we got a little attention.
Everybody else on the station and in the city wanted James back. We
were able to stop it.
Yeah, well,
by bringing awareness to the situation.
I think the Rockets were probably listening to us and heard us, and therefore, you know, and we did what we had to do.
We brought awareness to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get Pena in here. He wants to thank us. Hey, Pena.
Hey, good morning, guys. I want to thank y'all for y'all service. Thank y'all. Being here every morning, most mornings, majority of the mornings, y'all make my first 3 days, first 3 hours of work a breeze. Mm-hmm. Y'all make me back. Y'all never let us down, guys.
Great job, John.
Keep on being the man of the people.
Thank you.
And I need y'all to do one more thing. Save the Astros, man. Save the only good thing we got going on right now. Just save them, man. Thank y'all. Have a great day.
Mm. All right, buddy.
I'm not going to take responsibility for the Astros currently. Until we get on a hot streak.
We did
There's
have...
There's nothing I can be blamed. Well, we did have Presley in.
Well, yeah, we have done a lot of great things. But then the Presley thing wasn't all that great, was it?
Mm-mm.
No, that wasn't all that great.
I mean, it was fun having him in. I don't like his results afterwards. I don't want to be called a jinx, but unfortunately he hasn't pitched as well since he's been in. And unfortunately for Bob Huggins, his career has ended since he was in. Well, this happens.
That was... Two of our guests here in studio recently
in disgrace.
We didn't. We certainly didn't.
Oh,
you know,
well, you know what?
Him with drinks, did we?
Oh, here's a man who. Let's get Gilbert in here. Line one. I don't know if it's the Gilbert, but Gilbert, would you like to thank us for everything we've done?
Yeah. Thanks for everything you've done, Gary Bostico. And you let me talk to Jennifer Reyna.
Yeah.
Yeah. One more thing I want to do. I'd like to take a picture of you, Wendy. And Lance and Nicole.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, you just like they threw me in.
Yeah. No. Now we're cooking.
Roger and Debbie Clemens and John and Wendy?
No.
Roger and Debbie Clemens, where you going to be at?
It was a hypothetical.
No, he just brought that up.
It was a hypothetical.
Yeah.
Gilbert, really quickly, who was your list of people? Who did you used to call? What sports talk show would you call before me and John were on the air?
What
sports talk show did you used to call?
Yeah, did you used to call any other shows besides TV shows, or were we the first radio show you called?
Yeah, first radio show. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't believe.
How did you find us?
Yeah. How did you know? How did you find us?
Kill 610.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
He's probably been listening. Since
we were
Kill
610. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, who was your list? Who did you used to call every day? Did you have a list of people you would call every day?
Oh, yeah.
No, not really.
Yeah, really, you did. You really kind of did.
Wendy and
your wife.
You used to
Maybe
call
Janet Shamblin, probably.
Janet Shamblin, Jennifer Reyna. You used to call. You used to call.
I used to call Jennifer Ann.
Dave Ward.
He used to call Jennifer Ann. He said.
Dave Ward.
Yeah. Evermore.
Uncle Fuente.
Yep.
You call Uncle Fuente?
Yeah. No. Absolutely. Yeah, he's got a thing for Owen. Yeah, well, Gilbert, we appreciate that. Thank you for your service to the show because you've been, for sure. But mostly, you
thank us.
Yeah, you are now a Houston institution, so we appreciate you, Gilbert.
Okay. Well, let me take a picture. Wait, ask your question.
Well, yeah, I don't know about a picture. We got a break. We gotta go.
We got Steven Sims coming up in a second.
We got a football camp. Yeah.
Dr. Dre. I can trust Dr. Dre.
I know Dr. Dre. He knows what the show.
Alexa, turn off. Double Rod, fellas, man. It's hard following up, Gilbert. I do have a lot of things to be thankful for. You guys, y'all provided a Cindy Garza moment. You provided Big Puma, Jose Lima.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to y'all for more than half my life nowadays, man. And I got to say, it's been a great ride. To show my thankfulness, I want to offer you guys, you two jabronis, to go to my game tomorrow at 1:10 against the Mets. Y'all can have my seat. And just want to ask John one thing. How's that scheduling look for early October, man? And we'll check y'all later, fellas. Peace.
How's the scheduling look for early October?
Not sure which sport.
I'm pretty sure he means Astros.
I don't love the scheduling. I feel like they'll start on the road if they play.
Yeah. It doesn't look great right now.
Doesn't look favorable.
I honestly, you have Verlander tonight. I think they take one out of three here. Three and six homestand. How's that going to taste? Not great. If they can get one out of two here,
they lose today and they're 20-20.
Yeah.
Let's break it right now. Steven Sims is getting ready to give us a call. He actually is a receiver for the Texans right now. He is from Travis High School. He has played for a couple NFL teams. He's now with our Houston Texans. He has a big football camp coming up. We want to tell you how you can get your kids to be a part of it because your kids want to go do something.
Yeah.
And you, more importantly, you want them to go do something.
Oh, yeah. No. You want to get them out of the house. And you want to get somebody into the house, and that's Billy Brown and his people over at Aqueduct Plumbing if you've got any issue. Billy was listening to the show earlier. Mm-hmm. He enjoys the show. He's one of you. He's one of us. He is a great guy. I love what Billy does. Here's the thing about where businesses, it starts at the top. If you have somebody that is just a money grubber, that's all they're going to try to do is get as much money as they possibly can from people. You know what? That business ain't going to last. Billy Brown has been in business now for a while with Aqueduct Plumbing Company, and it's just growing and growing and growing because he does business right. What he does is he comes to your home, and he gives you a square deal. Every single one of his plumbers, everyone that we've dealt with.
You get a square deal, see?
No. Every one of his guys are so knowledgeable.
No, they really are. No matter who's out there, they explain everything to you. They're very personable, and they're very good at what they do. And they get out there in a timely fashion, and they finish in a timely fashion, and they do it successfully. So you're not having to call someone else to finish up on that work. Like I've had to do a couple times with different plumbers. I've had to call Aqueduct to fix other people's messes. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. That's AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got weights in fish.
We got weights in fish.
There we go. Oh!
Let's get back to the wrench with these two tools. It's John and Lance from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back. 9:33. No Steven Sims? He's calling us?
I gave him the number. Oh. So I guess he'll call us. If he doesn't, then...
Well, in the meantime, let's get Roger in here. He wants to... and I can't blame him for thanking us for our service. Hey, Roger, how are you?
Much homage and much respect for you guys, man. Y'all guys have been a staple of the Houston community for so long, man. Y'all guys have really made my mornings more acceptable for a long time. And, you know, I remember the days of Foodie's Catfish House at Casa Ole with Lima. May he rest in peace. And, man, it's just funny how time flies. It's just all these years. It's awesome to hear y'all's voices every morning. Y'all guys really light me up and, make me have a better day most of the time.
Yeah.
But,
appreciate it.
Thank you, Roger.
Thanks for y'all guys. Y'all guys have a good day.
Okay, you too. Roger, appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
That's how it's supposed to be.
That's how you do it, people. Mm. Just a little lesson for all of you. All of you out there. Oh my goodness! I'm watching. Your guy ain't calling in yet, so I'm watching World Series of Poker. Chris Brewer in a $250,000 super high roller made $5.3 million. He had ace seven. The other guy had ace king. King comes on the flop, and then it comes 9-5-8-6 on the end. A7 right? Beats him with, and he had a pair of kings. I mean, it unbelievable.
So he ended up catching a straight.
He caught the straight on the end on the river, and there were four spades for the other guy too. On top of everything else, he only had three outs: the six of diamonds, six of clubs, and six of hearts, and won $5.3 million. You got to see. You just got to be good. No, you got to be really, really lucky. Really lucky. And it's so unbelievable. Love poker. I'm not going this year. I played in the senior event last year, and I'm not going this year.
How come?
Because it's just too much work. Dude, I was playing 13 hours and doing the show in the morning. I get like 3 hours of sleep.
Look at you work. How hard you're working.
You see? I'm the hardest working man.
You mean when you were in Vegas?
When I'm in Vegas.
Yeah.
At the World Series, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Too old to do it right
and
now.
And you can't win.
No. Well, I did. I won.
What was my... I thought I was going to get a little something.
No, you don't get nothing.
I thought I was getting a taste.
I finished in the top 5% last year.
What?
Yeah.
Where was my taste?
Yeah. No.
You didn't bring any food in or nothing?
936 ESPN, 97.5 at 92.5. Our Astros lost again last night.
And it's Verlander throwing up. Verlander got his ring. It was a nice little ceremony, but that game was over very quickly by the third inning. And this is getting a little... This is now three straight games where they have gotten blasted for big runs. This is no good. Now you're going to have JV. My guess is JV, you're going to get his best effort today. Scherzer was getting to work yesterday on you. This is baseball. This happens. You go through some down times.
This is really
I don't
down.
Know what we can do. I'm not sure there's anything this show can do.
Down times, and we've had down times over these last 6 years. I don't remember it like this, though.
I don't either.
I don't remember it like this. This is almost. I'm right now. I think they're going to lose again tonight. If you want to know, then if they lose again tonight, it's like they're just not good enough. They're just not good enough. They're not good enough. Listen, we haven't seen. They got the quad going on right now. They're bad in the field. Their starting pitching hasn't been good. Their bullpen hasn't been good, and their hitting hasn't been good.
You call that the quad?
That's the quad. They're hitting. They're hitting on four cycles right now. Hmm. Okay, so this is as bad as we've seen it, and I believe these 6 years that we've been watching, and certainly by the time, listen, they haven't been this bad in June since 2016 when they didn't make the playoffs. So, no, we haven't seen it like this since 2016. And I don't know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
I don't love the quad.
Yeah. No, they're hitting for the cycle right now.
Yeah. It's
or not hitting for the cycle right
now. It's not good. I mean, but it's still about how you – look, you can't just give away games and be okay. You're going to be out of the playoffs. But for the Astros, it's about riding the ship. It's about playing – getting better, playing better baseball, getting more consistency. And then, let's face it, this is really, you're talking about a horse this year that is going to have to come from the back of the pack. I mean, relatively speaking, where they're usually much higher up, you're just going to have to start to make your way up in the fall, probably, hopefully at some point in July, you get Yordan back. Then August, you start to get a little bit hot, and then you try to play your best baseball headed in. It's not out of the question that a starting rotation of Fromber, Christian Javier, Urquidy, Hunter Brown, and then, or, you know, or trade deadline pitcher, and then a lineup that includes Altuve, Jeremy Peña, Alex Bregman, Kyle Tucker, Yordan. It's not out of the question that that team, that particular team could end up being a factor in the postseason and potentially getting ALCS again. That's not out of the question
at all. No.
But it's a much harder trip when your bullpen's not an elite bullpen, and it's a much harder trip when you don't have Justin Verlander. You can say what you want. People will point to, well, what about his World Series record? What about Justin Verlander every year in the regular season? That dude is a stopper.
Well, I mean, it's not only that. It's McCullers. It's Garcia. It's Urquidy. I mean, goodness gracious. Mm-hmm. You've lost four of your mainstays from last year.
Right.
Down the stretch, because McCullers didn't get there till August or whatever. But down the stretch, I mean, those are... And let's face it, Garcia and Urquidy didn't contribute all that much to the postseason, especially Urquidy. But to lose all of that and to think that it's not going to affect you, to lose Brantley, to lose Yordan, to lose Altuve for as long as you lost him, to have Abreu hitting as abysmally as he has. I mean, this thing, Maldonado in the lineup almost every day. Goodness gracious. Put Yiner out there. Just throw Yiner out there and get a better... And to have Dusty managing it the way – I know Dusty, you know, he manages for the whole year. He doesn't have that luxury anymore. You know, Altuve has four hits, so we'll sit him the next day because we want him strong for the postseason. Well, right now, you're on the brink of not making the postseason. Mm-hmm. You got to start managing for the day now.
Yeah.
You got to stop looking at, the whole – this marathon thing. A lot of teams don't look at this marathon thing. Right now, you're scraping to find a win any way you can.
Mm-hmm.
You're the Nationals right now. You're playing. Weeks, you have been... The A's have been a better baseball team than you have
you're
been.
You're the Nationals.
The A's have been a better... The Reds are a better baseball team
Why
than you are
you
right now.
Why would you say that? We're not the Nationals.
Over the last 2 weeks, you're one of the worst teams in baseball.
Yeah.
You got to find a way to win.
Yeah, we're Nationals.
You
got to
stop.
Now.
Well, I've got to rest this guy, and this is my Sunday lineup. And no, get a win.
Can't do that anymore.
No, and he's not managing like that. Well, it's 162 games. That's great. And then it's only gonna. You know what it's gonna be? 162 games because you ain't managing like you're going to the postseason.
No.
So let's go. Let's start. Putting something together here. Let's start having there is zero urgency with this team right now. And there's got to be urgency with this team because I know it's only June. Settle down, John. No, you got to start winning some games. This team sucks right now. I mean, it sucks. They don't put runs together. I mean, when they score, it's like, you know, a run here, a run there, and then I thought 5-2 the other day against the Reds. All right, now we got something going. You had no chance.
No, when you really think about the pedigree of the lineup and the expectations of the lineup, it is really disappointing that they don't string together more hits and more runs on a more consistent basis. To have Altuve, granted, Dusty needs to play everybody, but to have Altuve and Tucker and Bregman, I mean, just that three, and Jeremy Peña, based on what we've seen, that should bring rain. That really should. Maybe not every single day, but Bagwell and Biggio had a lineup where their lineup was very weak around them. It was nowhere near as good, at least early on in their careers, and they were able to find some runs and do what they had to, and that was a lineup that did not, you know, it was not a very potent lineup, but it was they had two guys and then just other guys until Lance Berkman got there. But you know, this is enough to be a better offensive team. Alex Bregman had a moment where he got really red hot, and he still has his mind. I still think he's going to be up around the 270 mark for the year. But Alex Bregman has got to produce at a higher clip. This getting out
consistent.
Of the gate so slow all the time.
More consistent.
Man,
absolutely.
I don't know what it is with Alex Bregman and starting a season. It's crazy. It's every single year.
But this isn't the start of the season anymore.
Well, no, we're in June. No.
And he got on his hot streak. And then he did find something thanks to Brian McCann with his front elbow. But you know what? I mean, there's got to be more consistency. Hey, you got too many good guys. Tucker has been underachieving. Altuve has been, has been nice. Has been a nice hitter. Bregman has been under. Abreu's underachieving. Pena's underachieving. I mean, they're not. This is. You got to start. Guys got to start playing like we know they can play.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Luis Arias? Act yet?
You mean the guy with a billion hits?
The guy who's hitting 400?
Yes.
The guy who has had three five-hit games already this season, and only Dave Winfield, Ty Cobb, and George Sisler have done that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy is... What he's doing,
and it's very quiet. No one's talking about it like they should.
The Twins just got rid of him. And they got pitching in
26 years old.
But he is a machine, this dude.
Well, he's new...
Well, he's a batting champ, and they just said bye.
He's new Altuve.
He really is. And
he's listed at 5'10". He's really close to probably 5'8", 5'8 and a half. He's a wee lad from Kino, Mexico. But from a statistical standpoint, he's been in the league now for, 4 years? So you had San Diego.
Well, he's a singles hitter, too. He doesn't hit with pop. But,
No.
I mean, you're on base at least... He's hitting 400. He's on base 43-44% of the time. I don't care if you hit singles. You're on base. You're going to score runs if I got people behind you. Dang. Why didn't the Astros get that, dude? All right, 946 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'll take the Negroni.
A Negroni, Magliato, with Prosecco in it.
Time now for News of the Weird with John and Lance.
Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the Weird.
News.
Did you see there is a chatbot Jesus? Have you seen that? AI Jesus?
Mm-mm.
I am AI Jesus, here to share wisdom based on Jesus' teaching and help answer questions related to spirituality, personal growth, and other wholesome topics. Now, some people aren't taking it very seriously. Here's one question. Jesus, would a hamster with a dynamo on its wheel have a technological advantage over a hamster without a dynamo on its wheel? Jesus will answer the question. And if we consider a hamster with a dynamo on its wheel as a means to generate energy, then it would have a technological advantage over a hamster without a dynamo on its wheel, as the first hamster would be able to contribute to some form of energy production. See, Jesus,
so that's an answer.
So what
sounds just like?
What question would you ask AI Jesus?
I hadn't even thought about it. I don't know. What would you ask?
What is eternity like?
That's a good one.
Is it a golf course? Is it like Augusta National? Is it anything like that?
You could ask it now if you want.
I should.
Just wait.
I will.
Yeah,
no,
you
I
can
mean,
wait.
I
mean, yeah.
Is that my eternity? That's what I want. Yours might be a frisbee course. I don't know.
But I think chat.
Yours might
you
be somewhere where you don't
Jesus?
Trip ever.
What did you call it?
Chatbot
Jesus, yeah. But was created by AI.
AI Jesus is what he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My guess is all the answers are primarily just going to be AI related.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, because you just saw he didn't. There was nothing religious about the answer. It was
well,
just
no. But he is there for no. No. He gives all. No, he gives spiritual answers. I mean, okay. That wasn't a spiritual question, but he does answer spiritual. Yeah. So anyway, that would be my question. What my eternity looks like? I hope it doesn't look like fire and brimstone. That's what I'm. You can buy Jay-Z's and Beyonce's bidet on eBay if you want. Would you like Jay-Z and Beyonce's bidet?
Nope.
Why not?
Nope. Okay, I got a question for you. Who is selling this? Because Jay-Z and Beyonce are not like, we need some extra money. Let's eBay our bidet.
Well,
who's the one doing this?
Maybe their mom, just like...
No, I think the mom's okay, too.
Jennifer Lawrence's mom.
A contract?
Remember Jennifer Lawrence's mom sold her toilet seat?
Yeah, that was...
That was kind of...
I don't feel like that's a Jay-Z or Beyonce mom move, but maybe it's a contractor of some sort.
You see, Jennifer Lawrence is catching it because in her new movie, she's naked. She gets naked in her new movie.
Well, it's about Well, you know, it's also about getting a high school kid. Like, I think she's supposed to get with the high school
kid. Oh, is that it?
Yeah, because the parents, like, he's going off to college. Well, and he's such a...
Apparently, she gets naked, but she fights. It's like...
Eastern Promises?
Eastern Promises, where she fights naked.
Better.
Way better.
That's way better than the Eastern way Promises better. Naked shower scene.
New study out says heavy drinkers really don't handle their liquor. Whatevs. They didn't ask me that any of the questions. Now, did they? Did they now? No, they didn't. So that study is totally, totally off. Oh, big ups to Sean McVay and Veronica Homin. They're having a baby. So congratulations to them. Well done, Sean McVay. Did you see that sex workers are offering a free orgy to the Las Vegas Golden Knights? The whole team. They're offering an orgy to the team. I don't know if they're going to accept. I'm not sure. But I'm not sure that if I'm the Golden Knights, I can't do better than that. Right? I would imagine. All right?
You need your own Twitch stream.
I kind of do. An Oklahoma gas station clerk asked a friend to rob his store so he insurance. Could go home early.
Oh, this wasn't an insurance deal.
No, he wanted to, because the gas station would close, I could go home early. Could you please rob the store so I could call the cops?
And what
and
happened?
Close?
He wasn't going to call. How did they catch him?
He complied. He left with cash. Later, I identified Stephen Jones as the suspect and arrested him. However, the police say he was more to the story. Stephen Jones confessed to the robbery, but he said his friends, Aaliyah Locke, set up the crime because Isaiah Jones had asked her if someone could help rob the store so he could leave and go
Hold
home.
Hold up. So I'm guessing the rules of the street, the snitching rules of the street, go out the window when somebody else asks you to rob them just so they could get time off.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 100% telling on you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. So a judge has jailed a lawyer who tried to buy drugs from two men he represented. Do you feel like that should be a perk if you're the lawyer? If you're going to represent some drug dealers that maybe... I kind of feel like that should be, hey, listen, you guys don't have much money or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
How about, you know, a couple of grams or whatever.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like you shouldn't be... That shouldn't really be a... you shouldn't be charged with anything for that.
You don't?
No. I mean, I think that should be part of the rules. I helped you get you guys off a little something over here. That's all. A high schooler is being sued for $480,000. Apparently, he videotaped himself licking soy sauce. And now people won't go into the restaurant where he was doing it, and they've lost all kinds of money.
What is it with these people? I saw a couple do that with ice cream. It's the second time I've seen it with ice cream.
Where they open up and they go in the freezer and the grocery store and they lick it and then they put it back.
It was a more recent one.
Yeah.
Oh, we saw it during COVID, too.
Yeah, we saw it during COVID.
But it's a more recent one. Why do people do that?
So that people will watch
them. And then they tried to come back and they tried to get clicks and all that. And the guy came back and said, no, you guys who are freaking out. We actually went and ended up buying this. We went back and bought the ice cream. You see them taking off, running away from it. No, you didn't. You took a bunch of crap and you went and bought that.
You should be arrested for that.
Yeah.
You should be arrested for that. And this kid is being sued $480,000. Lance, can you name the seven U.S. cities where $250,000 salary is worth the least?
Okay. Give me that question again.
Where a $250,000 salary is worth the least.
The two
what
cities?
What city? Seven.
The seven in the
United States.
Okay, one is going to be New York.
Yes.
New York. One is San Francisco.
Yes, that's three.
San Jose?
San Jose is not there.
That's Silicon Valley, but that wouldn't be that. Okay, I am going to say, let me see. Where do rich people... What about Chicago?
Chicago is not one.
Miami?
Nope. New York is one. Honolulu is two.
Oh, that doesn't count.
San Francisco is three. L.A. is four. Oh, Long LA, Beach is five. Washington, D.C., San Diego.
In
New York City, $250,000 is worth $82,000.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Suck, New York. 9:57, we're done. Paul Gallant is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hope you enjoyed the show. We will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. Bacon for everybody!
ESPN 97.5. You've chosen wisely.
I have chosen to test this station's destructive power on your home planet of Alderaan.
You're listening to 97.5, 92.5.